Yeah, one thing is that I'm getting too many requests for meetings, considering that I'm only going to be here for less than a week. So I have to sort of prioritize who I speak with. Unfortunately, I don't have, aside from the fact that I haven't really had any time to myself since I've been here, and barely enough time to write. It's been quite a... Actually, I was meant to be staying here to edit, and not to have meetings. But particularly devotees I need to meet with are devotees who live here in Mayapur that I never see. And then Russian devotees, and other devotees, Hungarian devotees, English devotees, they really have to, they get the opportunities at other times. So I'm not going to be able to meet with everyone, and because I'm not getting an opportunity really to relax or write, that's also a problem, potential problem. Anyway, but there's one topic we can talk about, a good topic, which is someone wrote me about, and the topic was about feeling, well, as was written in that letter, feeling ecstasy while one chants Hare Krishna. Actually, I wrote quite extensively about that subject matter. Is there no more tulsi leaves in Mayapur? It's like a real austerity just to get enough tulsi. In Shurubhakti Chaitanya. So everything in spiritual life has its symptoms. That's why it's called the spiritual science, Krishna consciousness. And as devotees chant Hare Krishna or they practice devotional service, they will experience different things. Good. I'm talking now about good things like feelings of pleasure, but ecstasy and happiness are two different things. Ecstasy is something that's only experienced on the spiritual platform, or one is on the platform of bhava, and until one is on that platform, then he doesn't experience fully spiritual emotions. So what do devotees experience in kirtan, in japa, or while visiting holy places, and so on? They experience an abhas. They experience a shadow of that. And that's happiness is a shadow of bliss. Spiritual platform, bhava, what to speak of, prema, has its symptoms. Viraktira Nishunyata Ashbanda Samurata Nama Gana Sadaruchi. And unless all of the nine symptoms of bhav are manifest in a person continuously, then he's still considered to be on the material platform. So if someone has material attachments, someone is not fully detached, if one doesn't have a incessant longing for spiritual perfection, one isn't situated in full knowledge of transcendental science and all of those things, then one's still on the material platform practicing Krishna consciousness. But because that also has its symptoms, kleshagni, a decrease of material suffering and shubhada, beginning of auspicious things, then as a result of that, one has different types of experiences which have a spiritual basis because they come as a result of spiritual things, Krishna. The holy name, Srimad Bhagavatam, the Dham, and things like that. But they're materially tainted, at best with a mode of goodness, but even possibly with a mode of passion. It's not a bad thing, but it shouldn't be misunderstood. One should know one's position, stature in spiritual life, and not misunderstand where one is situated in Krishna consciousness. And on the basis of that, then we should appreciate and welcome. Those things are actually welcome. But even if they're not transcendental symptoms, they should also be rightly hidden. They shouldn't be disclosed. One can value those spiritual experiences and treasure them, but not identifying with something which is of a different spiritual or transcendental nature. And then then one's rightly situated. Any government got any questions about that? Goswami writes a lot about this, and of course Srila Prabhupada writes a lot about it. It's been summarized in Srila Bhakti Chintamani. Someone wants to know Rasavas, Ratiyavas, Bhavavas, these things. So they're all sort of described here. And as one progresses in spiritual life, one should actually be experiencing some things. In fact, if one doesn't, then there's something wrong. There's something wrong in the execution of one's devotions. Because kleshagni shubhada, beginning of all auspiciousness, freedom from klesha, suffering, the modes of nature, they cause a relief within the heart, and that relief automatically causes a type of happiness and lightness and relief. All these things are all connected with joy, and they also have their symptoms, just like people may cry or feel some other things, and these are actually all good things. They're not to be denied, they're just to be seen in the proper perspective. Yarashma Sharam Ridya Bhatidam Yagriha Maranay Harinam Tihaya. Shukadeva Goswami says, if by chanting Hare Krishna the heart doesn't melt, shivering doesn't arise in the body, tears don't flow from the eyes, then one should understand that one's still chanting offensively. One's committing offenses to the holy name and therefore not getting the appropriate result. Determined to stay a neophyte is not a spiritual attribute. Although advanced devotees may consider themselves to be such, spiritual life means a desire to go forward, to go upward, to go deep. Distracted, or even worse, to commit devotional service with offense. Anything else?